A 5-game win streak doesn't come easy in any sport, but number 6 can be especially difficult after a 2-week break from gameplay.
Now a one-on-one for Quagliardo. She slid it right through the crease. Now Paddock will get it back. Top of the left circle. That one sails past the right shoulder of Lauren Bench. And Mercyhurst goes up 1-0 with 17:50 to play here in the second period.
Last night, the Bemidji State women's hockey team had to wipe a little rust from their skates and battle from behind.
I thought the layoff showed, particularly early in the game. I thought we looked a little rusty. We weren't able to connect that many passes. I thought we turned the puck over far too often.
It would take the Beavers a little over 10 minutes to answer.
Blue line Joyce. Berglund, rink wide. Terrace. Now Berglund lines up and fires a goal! Emily Berglund caught the rebound out in front of the net. And the Beavers have tied it up. A power play goal for Bemidji State. They can need my
dust. The Beavers and Lakers finished regulation tied 1-1, sending the game into overtime.
Haley Mack, Koleska's shot off the blocker of Blair. Centering pass out in front, another shot and a goal! Emily Berglund with a overtime goal. Beavers win 2-1. Just 2:45 left in that overtime. A rebound goal, and Bemidji State wins this one. 2-1 our final.
Junior forward Emily Berglund would strike again for the win and extend the Beavers' program best 6-game win streak.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, we just try to focus on each period itself in each game, try not to look ahead or anything. And we've definitely been playing well lately anyway, so hopefully that continues.
Something tells me this Beaver squad doesn't know how to stop. Could BSU extend that streak to lucky number 7? We'll find out soon enough. But first, our Benusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.